This is Noah Banks Fan Next, episode 175 for Monday, April 21st, 2014.
Hey guys, we got the full crew together. Look at that. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Yes, that's understatement of the century.
Understatement of the year. Mm-hmm. But
yes,
look,
who's back?
I thought it was very important to have the whole crew here because we're talking about Dino Charge. Okay, talking about how we have sides for Dino Charge, and
character descriptions.
For Dino Charge and some executive producery things.
A return.
For Dino Charge. So yes. So let's break this down, right? Let's talk about the characters. Now, of course, they always say that the names can change anytime. So hold the names. Yada yada yada.
They always change.
So.
Thankfully.
So We're dealing with Lucas. Red Ranger is the 18-year-old leader of the Rangers. He's curious, energetic, charming, and what? I can't read.
Gregarious.
Let me put on my glasses, child. Okay, now I gotta pull my glasses, because there we go. And gregarious. All right. A free spirit who full embraces... Okay.
Probably should be fully.
The idea that life is an adventure. While childlike at times.
Great.
Lucas has the ability to switch on his serious side, and his role as the leader is unquestionable. It's great.
So he's Daigo.
It's great. Would you like to take the next one, Jeremy?
Yes. Shelby, the Pink Ranger, is a rough-and-tumble 18-year-old tomboy who loves to get in the dirt. She's strong-willed, stubborn, and direct, which makes dating a challenge for the boy. She is clumsy and disinterested in all things that don't involve dinosaurs or being a ranger.
Ooh, she's like us then, right?
Yes.
The entire fandom. She's our representative.
Getting spy is challenging for the boy. No, I got chosen redo.
Yeah.
That does all right.
Yes.
Next up is Ryan. Green Ranger, Matt's younger brother.
Who's Matt?
Well, we'll get to that in a moment.
Uh-oh.
He's quiet, confident, and disciplined.
Him around, but okay.
At only 18, to look 16 years old, he's a bit smaller than the other Rangers, but just as fierce. Ryan grew. He grew up on a ranch. Ryan grew up on a ranch, but didn't fit in. Ryan practiced his sword skills. Fencing is just one of the unique things about Ryan. He doesn't like to get dirty, he's picky about what he eats, and he's a whiz at logic games like chess, checkers, and Rubik's Cube.
Well, doesn't he sound like a treat?
Oh yeah, it's great. It's great.
Yes. So Matt is the Gray Ranger, Ryan's older brother. At 18 years old, he's a cool and confident cowboy? Complete with jeans, boots, and his favorite old hat, he's warm and funny with a charming wink.
Ding!
He grew up on a ranch and loves the outdoors. Matt is a bit old school in his thinking, Republican. While he doesn't quite understand Ryan, Matt's sure that his job as an older brother is to protect his younger brother.
You know, I think that they would stick Matt's name above Ryan's name.
You think?
Okay, Matt's younger brother. Well, who the hell is...
Oh, the poor one.
Yeah, well,
the they just kind of randomly tossed him in. Because Gray wouldn't be a core ranger, but so it's weird. But yeah,
honestly,
unless they are going to use all the rangers all the time, all day or day.
We'll see. Great.
Maybe they want an extra girl in there.
That's right, Kiara. I'm gonna say that Kiara, yeah, Purple Ranger.
Kiara.
Well, what if the scientist? Okay, is a brilliant 18 to 21 year old engineer whose discoveries have made her very rich. Okay.
Oh.
She is confident, direct, and rarely gets emotional. She has a serious demeanor and doesn't make friends easily. Deep inside, she's a bit lonely.
Aww.
And starts to learn the deeper meaning of friendship as she comes to respect and understand her ranger family. She isn't as forceful as a commander, but she's more insistent than a friend.
Ball breaker. Yes. And Chase is the Black Ranger. He's a cool and laid-back 18-year-old. He wears the right clothes, listens to popular music. He's very handsome and receives a lot of attention from the girls. He gets around by riding a skateboard, radical ninja style, while sporting a hood and earbuds. He spends his free time diddling. He spends his free time diddling.
He diddles all right.
Guitar. Chase is very forgetful and is always late, stopping to flirt with girls or responding to tests. What?
Tests.
Maybe probably texts.
Oh, there are so many, tests.
Probably.
There's so many errors in this.
He's too busy on his phone and he's deadly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving right along. Ivan, the Gold Ranger, the Knight. 900 years ago, Ivan was a valiant 18-year-old knight. He's a very gentle, kind soul who values honesty and loyalty above all else. He wields his magnificent sword with legendary skill and doesn't hesitate to use it for noble cause. He's always an ace with a bow and arrow. Ivan behaves with great finesse and chivalry. He speaks with a British accent and uses odd antique phrases. Continually clashing with today's culture. You know what? Somebody needed to, like, I don't know, proofread.
I'm gonna need you to read that whole thing again with a British accent.
I'm gonna need you to not.
But,
and continue on.
But when they say antique phrases, I don't know what I mean, because we all saw what they thought Hispanic people should talk like.
Fantastico.
So.
Excelente.
Holy crumpet!
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Chip Cheerio. Yes.
Sweep your chimney.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Can't.
And.
Wait.
Finally, Coda, Blue Ranger, the Caveman. 100,000 years ago. Coda lived in Jungle Cave with tribe. Today, caveman ways make him fish out of water, leading to wonderful comedy. He eat with fingers, don't like wear shoes, and see no benefit combing his fair. He isn't smartest ranger, but he's got heart of gold, fierce loyalty, and strong as ox. His survival instinct sharper than any other ranger.
What a weird mix. Why do they have a caveman and a knight?
Well, the knight I understand. I don't understand the Britishness, but...
Well, because it's not British, but it's, you know, I'm from ye old England.
Yes. King Arthur. I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That is an eclectic mix.
The caveman to me seems more thematically relevant because it's like you often associate cavemen with dinosaurs, even though that's not necessarily, you know, it's the way distant past.
Yeah.
Whereas
you know who you're supposed to associate with dinosaurs? Jesus.
Happy Easter, everybody.
100,000. It's not 6,000, right?
Oh,
is that something that happened in Keel Rouger? Did they have like people from different time periods in the past?
Well, they had a Samon.
The Gold Ranger is pretty much the Gold Ranger. It's just he's supposed to be from ancient Japan instead of British guy.
So that's
legit. because for their Blue Ranger is just a guy, I mean, the guy who they make fun of for being old, but by old they mean your age. Literally, that's what they mean.
They're all like,
not trying to be offensive. That's what they do.
Oh, yeah, that's what they did. And it's not even your age, a little younger. It was really sad.
Everybody else is 18 and 19.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Like, they considered old 28. Like, I was like, really? Like, really?
Thanks.
Okay.
You're going to die already. Jeez.
Because he likes to make puns. And they say, that's what old men do. Ha ha, you're old. We'll call you Osan.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, he is twice as old as, like, the Green Ranger, so... I guess. But...
Yeah, but he's not 1 foot in the grave.
Yeah.
I mean...
He's in the prime of his life.
It is kind of strange that they're going to have two characters who pull off the... We've been whatever for so many years, so even though we're really old, we look 18 on the same team, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just... This is just odd for me. Like, some of them are just like, all right, yep, that's the Sentai right there. Bloop. And then...
Well, I'm kind of...
Almost
all of them.
The Purple Ranger, for instance. The Purple Ranger, okay, is the scientist in Kyoryuger, but, like, the personality breakdown is very different. Like, this chick, it sounds like she has more attitude and is very, like, we're doing this, whereas... The one in Kyoryuger is more meek and more sort of like introspective, introverted, not sure of herself. This one doesn't seem like that.
Well, Kyoryuger kind of gave me a bit of a facepalm with the fact that both the Pink Ranger and the Purple Ranger pined for the Red Ranger.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Are we going to do that? Are we really going to do that? Are both of the girls... Are just getting their panties in a twist over the Red Ranger.
I can't say like you have to connect them with some
dude. Yeah.
Some dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the girls don't always have to pair off. And find
or go shopping.
Shopping! Hey! I do think it's interesting, though, that they put purple and gray in the main cast. Though.
Right.
Which is a thing.
Like, yeah, like, I like, why is... Unless, like, again, the copywriter, whoever wrote this, just, like, kind of plugged in wherever, and it's really not in order. But,
Well, I mean, because they didn't put Cyan in there, and you'd think... he's around just as long as they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can understand them leaving out Silver, but... Adding those two in is interesting. And actually having a connection between gray and green, I mean,
right.
Maybe they want to go with a larger team.
I guess so.
It may be because they want those particular actors to be part of the show from the beginning, even if they don't morph right away. You know,
like Cam, yeah.
Right, like right. And they're possibly in the cast, like the main, you know, credits.
Yeah, just so there's an extra female in there probably, too.
Yeah.
So is it possible that this could be somewhat
original?
Good.
Original? Watchable?
I don't know, because I mean, I don't have them in front of me, but I feel like we've seen casting sides for other recent seasons, and the character descriptions and the sides made it feel like it was going to be more unique. I could be wrong, but...
Yeah.
It does seem like we put more hope into the character breakdowns early on. Then once we get the show, it's like, oh, it's more of the same.
Well, let's take a look at one of the sides, shall we?
We shall.
Okay, so in this scene, Kyle is in a great mood as he shuffles down the aisle of a crowded bus in search of an empty seat.
Who's Kyle?
Now there's Kyle, Right, because they're just like, hey, we're not using any names. We're just going to use whatever. So there's Kyle.
We need to do this properly, though. We need to do this properly. Sarah. We need three people to do this properly. We need a Kyle, we need a Sarah, and we need a narrator.
I'll be the narrator.
I call Sarah.
You're so progressive. I love your casting choices.
I don't care
Jeremy
who's Kyle.
Simpson for EP.
That's right, yeah!
Okay, so Spot, you want to take
Kyle? Where is this? I haven't read any of the sides. I just read the character.
You can be Kyle if you want, Lisa.
What page is this on?
You click the link, and then it's the second post, and you click the spoiler tag thing. It'll pop up.
Oh, I see.
Or you can just hit where it says side one, and it'll open it up to either way. Yep.
Oh, a PDF. Hooray.
I wonder if the PDF matches what's placed here. In terms, like, does it have all those spelling errors and things?
Oh, boy. I wouldn't be surprised.
I would imagine all it's right. Just a copy and paste job. So, yes.
Just right. Bumping to tests.
To tests, of course. Yeah, tests for gonorrhea. All right, so we are...
Wow.
Are we ready? Okay. Are you guys ready?
We're ready. I've never
we're
auditioned
always ready.
Before, so... I don't know if I'm going to get the role here.
So, I guess... part Kyle 18. Again. I know I already said that, but whatever. Okay. Kyle 18, it is in... is in a great mood as he shuffles down the aisle of a crowded bus in search of an empty seat. Sarah, also 18, sits alone in a double seat, headphones on her ears, tapping away on her phone. Kyle motions to the space beside Sarah.
Seat taken?
She gives him an unfriendly look, then scooches over. He sits down next to her. She turns her shoulder a bit to block his view. Kyle doesn't hesitate to peer over her shoulder. Sarah pounds away a text. He squints to read the message.
Idiot is IDIOT.
Sarah pulls off her headphones, annoyed.
Excuse me?
Kyle motions toward...
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt. But just to give a little direction, Jeremy, just a little...
You need more Valley Girl?
I need a little higher pitch. Yeah, thank you. And go. Action.
Excuse me?
Kyle motions toward her phone.
Your text. So who's the idiot? Your boyfriend?
Kyle.
No. The jerk who reads other people's text on the bus.
Kyle raises his hands in surrender.
Harsh.
Sarah exhales softens a bit. Okay.
My mom has this new creeper boyfriend. She's forcing me to meet him.
Kyle sits back in his seat, smirks.
I know the feeling. I met my dad's latest floozy last night. Why can't adults just leave us out of their drama?
Right? And this sugar daddy is twice her age.
Seriously, my dad's girlfriend is young enough to be my sister. It was so lame. He brought her over for her birthday. She was turning 38, and he's like 50.
That's crazy. My mom just turned 28. 38.
Kyle turns to her incredulous.
Okay, now you're just messing with me.
Sarah scrolls through her phone message suspiciously.
Is your dad's name Robert?
The reality sinks in. They're each stunned, horrified, then embarrassed, all within a few seconds.
Wait, you called my dad a creeper? Sugar daddy?
And my mom's a floozy?
They look at each other, on the brink of anger. Suddenly, they both let loose a giggle.
So true.
Who would have guessed?
The laughter fades as the bus stops. Kyle looks outside.
I stop.
He stands up, turns to her.
So, would you ever date a jerk who reads other people's texts on the bus?
Oh, yeah.
Kyle smiles.
But I'd never date a jerk who could someday be my stepbrother.
Kyle forces an unsure smile, then turns and leaves.
Oh my god.
Finn.
Not amazing.
I should have read this before.
No, 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 that's beautiful.
I will be expecting my callback.
Oh my goodness. Hilarious. And you know, the funny thing is like, I don't know if it's this time around where I guess I'm just more aware or whatever, but for these auditions, which happen, let me see, we're taping on the 20th. And so the audition happened like about 2 weeks ago. Like there was a bunch of people I knew who auditioned. Like,
yeah.
You guys remember Tom?
Yes.
You know, he auditioned, he sent in a tape. I don't know if you guys know Augie.
Yep.
He auditioned, like, of course, if you remember Ken Lamb,
yeah,
he always auditions, right? He sort of doesn't kind of count. We love you, but... I know, but he auditions all the time. And, but it was just, like, a lot more people. I'm like, oh, wait, I actually know that person. And I think one other person I know is auditioning, but I'm like, oh, wow, like, people are actually... people I know. Like, oh, all right. Go, guys. Yeah, good luck.
Cool.
For this show that
I'm friends may... of a friend of a Power Ranger. I can do that. They're totally friends with Lisa J, and I'm totally friends with Lisa J. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. No, I enjoyed you guys' rendition. I love it. Send this tape over to Judd Lynn.
Please do.
can't send it to Johnny T anymore.
Oh, no.
Well, that's okay.
You had your chance.
The good Lord split you, Johnny T, Zach.
Because the other thing that people saw on these sides were, like, executive producer Judd Lynn. I'm like, what? Pump the brakes. Hold the phone. Johnny T is out. Judd Lynn is back,
at least as executive producer. I'm not sure if that means that Johnny Tzak is completely removed from like the entirety of the show.
But let's be real, Tristan, though. Like, once you've been running the ship, right? Wait, you gonna go back down to like sweeping the floors? Nah, son. You out. You bounce. You ain't gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna stick around and nah, get that. You peace.
That's why Judd Lynn didn't come back after RPM, because they didn't have the same job that he was used to. So he was like, forget that.
Deuces. Throwing up that peace sign. Like, I mean, you know, so that was a surprise. Judd Lynn.
It was a pretty big surprise, actually.
Rolling back. What are y'all thoughts? What do you think? What's going on? What's going on through your minds?
I thought I was out, but I would come back and see what he has to offer.
Just when I think.
Yeah, I thought it was free.
Well, it's a change, and a change feels necessary. So, we'll see. You know, because I've never understood people who were always, like, so super dyed-in-the-wool for any sort of producer on this show. Because I'm like, everybody's made good seasons and everybody's made bad seasons.
That's true.
I mean, I guess it depends on what you mean by that.
There's nobody out there who I would say, oh my gosh, this person's work is always amazing. I can't wait when they're around or whatever.
Well, not always, but predominantly. When they're, like... one of the head honchos? Yeah, I could say that. And that's Judd Lynn.
Well, unless you got my boy Doug in there busting out some more Ninja Storm Dino Thunder action.
What right. Else? But I mean, you could say that about him, right? I mean, you liked his stuff.
Yeah, he's my go-to, but, you know.
So therefore, your point... was kind of...
But he's not always perfect. Some of the early stuff, though, I mean, I'm not thrilled about it. Like other people are, some of the very original stuff.
I mean, Jeff, right? For Turbo, so it's not like, you know what I mean? Not everybody loved Turbo, but then he did Space, Lost Galaxy, Lightspeed Rescue, Time Force.
Right, right, yeah, so it's a mixed bag. It's always a mixed bag.
You want to think of it like that, sure.
Well, unless you're Eddie coming back, gonna give us another RPM, I guess that would be the exception.
Y'all were fighting.
Because he only had one chance, and he was awesome during his one chance.
You know, yes. His half chance, not even one. Like,
yeah.
And then that's Heyman Lynch.
You know what I mean? No, I'm saying, like, if anybody would be like, you pique my, like, completely pique my interest, yo, Eddie, son.
Yeah.
Eddie. But Jutland, I'm like, okay, all right. You know, at least he's not Johnny T.
Yeah. At this point, Power Rangers is in a complete and utter rut. So any change is a welcome change.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't see how it can be worse. Let's say that.
I need to stop saying that phrase.
For real. For real.
They will let you know.
It can be more ill. I think if it was more suck, it would just be the same flavor of suck.
I don't know. I mean, you said it couldn't get any worse. And to me, I'm imagining them going challenge accepted.
Snap.
Achievement unlocked. You know, like, I never want to say those words again. It's like the he who shall not be named kind of thing. Like, I'm just not those words, no, because they will come back next year, be like, guess what, son? More suckage. So yeah. But I'm very interested now, especially for a Sentai that I just couldn't get on board on. Like, I just could not ride this truck. I just couldn't. And so I want to see how it will be through a different set of eyes. So I'm interested again.
See, I would say, hey, Kyoryuger doesn't have a huge story, so it's something they can really work with and mold. But I also said the same thing about Crap in a Hat, Go Sager. And then they said, oh, there's nothing to work with, so we'll just make nothing. You never...
But we were also dealing with Johnny T.
That's true. Yes. Kyoryuger is a fertile ground. They could do a lot of stuff with it. Bring back some peeps.
Cowboys and cavemen.
Who's the mysterious Silver Ranger? Oh, it's Austin St. John.
Oh, boy. You know, Austin St. John. That's enough. This is like another topic. Like, let's just cut to the chase, right? So, Austin St. John, you know, we, in fact, the previous episode where we had an interview with Ryan Ward, and it was recorded so long ago that the joke was, well, you know, Austin St. John, he'd drop off the face of the earth, so you ain't gonna find him.
Uh-oh. Someone crawled out from under their rock.
4 months later, and he has appeared. And not only appeared, he's making appearances all over the country.
He has risen. It's that time.
So you know, he's on Facebook and he's been making posts on Facebook, responding to people's questions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Creepy audio recordings on YouTube.
No, I like it. I like that it's not like a polished presentation. It's just some chill dude like, hey, here's some questions. Here's some
like
answers.
A message from the bunker. Peace.
Yeah. I like that it's not like rehearsed. It's not like, oh, I'm trying to craft an image here.
Let's talk about that Q&A first. Let's talk about that, because he did mention something. He mentioned about the Super Mega Force reunion thing or whatever, and he said that, and paraphrasing, that he also got the offer, and what they offered was quote unquote a slap in the face. It was like a ticket and barely enough to do X, Y, and Z. So he felt like it was a slap in the face, you know, and he just wasn't down for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, some people took that as like, yeah, he's the original. Why you gonna do that to him, son? And then other people can take that as like, yeah, why you gotta air out the dirty laundry of people and blah, blah, and what?
Well, several people.
I was gonna say, to be fair, that's a pretty common reaction from a lot of people. It's not like he's being a prima donna.
You didn't say anything. Karen Ashley said pretty much the similar thing on her radio show.
Yeah. Pretty much every OG Ranger has echoed said those sentiments.
The same
yeah.
things. Right.
Right.
So my thing is that why? I mean, yes, we've been down this road before, talked about this or whatever, but for the original people, you kind of sweeten the pot.
Yeah, loosen the purse strings there, Haim.
Instead of bringing him back, and I'm telling you, all the people they brought back, I am very thankful. I am very appreciative. It is wonderful to see these people.
Mm-hmm.
But, sweeten the pot, son! For certain people, right? For my originals.
Yeah, let's be real. You need to make every effort possible to get everybody who was part of MMPR. That's what you do.
For real. Like, mother effers, okay? If you mother effer can get the four original dudes up in that piece, done. Call it a debt, done. The end, done, 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 done. And people will be like, yo, that's awesome, that's great, that's cool, that's whatever. But, like, you're just gonna be like, yo, what's up, just gonna throw you a little, and I'm not, and I, again, you know, what they might offer one, it may not be offered for another, may not be an offer for another. But according to him, it was just a plane ticket and some little chump change. Yo, why don't y'all just, y'all had,
yeah, realistically, all Rangers are not created equal.
For real.
We'll be real here.
Let's be real, okay?
Yeah, Richard, come on. Like,
we get to see Damon again, guys. We get to finish his compelling storylines.
We get to see two Samurai Rangers again.
Yes.
Yeah.
How long have you been pining for the return of the Samurais?
I mean,
first we had Creeper Jaden in the juice bar, and now we got two more of them. How lucky are we?
So, but fortunate. You didn't know that they were legendary.
Yes,
they're legendary.
I forgot Troy. You know, losing his crap and fawning over Jaden like he's friggin' Jason.
Yeah. So that was one of the things that was brought up. Okay, that's all that Q&A. Whatever. Then there's been rumblings, and by rumblings I mean Pandora's box opened up, because like you know Austin has been on his Facebook page, you know, him and the admins have you know, announced certain places that he's going to be appearing.
A lot of places. He's getting around.
Yep, like a cheap dollar hooker. No, he's getting around. And. And he, one of the posts said that, I'm reading, okay? I've had a lot of questions about Chicago and NYC. I am sad to say that there is a superstar there already with an exclusive contract that allows for no other Rangers that, quote, this individual does not personally okay, end quote. Sorry, ladies and gents, the show's there, shut us down.
Thanks a lot, Steve Cardenas.
So, people, it didn't take long for them to figure out who this quote-unquote superstar was.
Really?
And then what happened again? Then there was another post here about... ladies and gents, JDF and I haven't had any problems on the show. It's just the contract world sometimes, and that's the way it goes. Not intended to cause any bashing. Another one, again, about that post wasn't meant to cause any bashing. JDF and I had never had a professional issue. This post was not meant to start any bashing of anyone. Yada, 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 yada. Okay, in that same vein. So, first, Spy, last time we were all together, it was the whole Florida SuperCon thing where Austin was announced and then JDF backed out.
Yes.
And then now, people are asking Austin about Chicago and New York, and now Austin's like, well, if this superstar doesn't approve anybody, then I can't go. And now he's like, no, but no, don't bash him, though. Don't bash him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I kind of questioned the intention of the post, too. Like,
I'm just saying.
Why call out the superstar on this issue? Why can't you just say, oh, you know, we'll see what happens? Or maybe there's reasons I can't go. Sorry, guys. But it was kind of implied, like, there's somebody out there who's making it impossible for me to go.
I'm just saying.
What are you guys going to do? Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you, but I'm totally telling you.
I'm not going to say this is total superstar.
Okay.
But then I'm going to say, now, JDF, we've never had a problem. We've never had a problem.
This is, like, the ultimate pissing contest.
Is it?
Yes!
I mean, I don't really see it that way.
Okay.
Well, how do you see
straight up, nobody's in the right here.
Nobody's in the... I guess I would ask... In the right about what?
Exactly. Well, because it's just childish on every level from both parties.
What is?
The fact that, well, we already have documented the other person. That one's well established. This one, like we just said, the fact that he even made the post, he's clearly doing it to call the guy out without calling the guy out. So he can say, I didn't call him out, I didn't say anything. When he clearly did. Is that not obvious?
I don't know. Like, to me, I feel like that's perfectly within his rights to do, and it makes sense because it's obstructing him and several other people from doing what they would have done.
Well, sure. I'm not saying that he's not entitled to say it.
Right.
But it's just the way it was phrased.
You're throwing superstar, you're clearly digging.
No, I just don't like that. Yeah, like, afterwards he would say, oh, no, I don't want to call anybody out on anything. Those are the posts that I hate. But to call him out originally, I think he's perfectly within his right to do it.
Okay, because that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really see any particular problem with just saying, hey, this is how it is.
Yeah.
My problem, really, and it's not even, like, necessarily a problem, but, like, I just read that. I'm just like, there's a way that you can better phrase that.
Yeah.
There's a way where you can say, like, hey, look, I know you guys have been asking a lot about Chicago and New York, and that's going to be a little bit tougher because of the concentration of guests that are already slated to appear there. So, you know, it's just going to be a little tougher, and, you know, just bear with us, and we're going to do the best that we can in order to get in those markets.
Like, there are contractual issues that are out of my control, you know?
Right.
Because the post was clearly made to imply, this is all JDF's fault, it's not my fault. Go yell at JDF.
Correct.
That's clearly what he was saying.
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, guys, don't go and yell at him. Don't bash him. Don't. No, we're not gonna have that. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, we can't have it.
Sorry crap is what that is, and it's just childish.
I guess for me, like, the fact that he would say this is not intended to do this or whatever would at least imply that he does not want to further.
I can't hear you. No, you have to speak up. I can't hear you.
Speak up?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. That was better.
No. That was an audio issue. That wasn't me. I was speaking up fine.
History says otherwise, but continue.
Anyway, I'm just saying that we are no pink spandex, and we have access to both of these people, and we should have them both on. Maybe individually, maybe together. Let's find out what the real issue is and solve this problem. Because JDF and Jason together? Oh my god!
This is the part where Lisa inserts the last interview with JDF where he was throwing shade at Austin. Put that back in.
Let's remind everybody. School him. She was like, yes. No. This is not how it really is. You need to control yourself.
Yes.
But that's brilliant.
Honestly, it really does just feel like two grown men acting like children with a slap fight. To me, at least.
I don't really see it that way at all.
Like, I was 100% on Austin's side until this post showed up. Totally.
Right. And the words that you used were pissing contest. To me, that's like, as if they're on the same level and competing for some specific notoriety or whatever, which I don't necessarily agree with at all. To me, this is a reaction to something that has already happened to him, you know? Like,
well, we can agree JDF is in that contest if he feels like he needs an exclusive contract. He feels like there's a contest.
Absolutely. I feel like Austin has every right to be bothered by this. And if he voices his concerns about that, I don't agree. No, I don't agree with necessarily the phrasing of it. It could have come out better, but just to express that, I don't really see the problem with that. And I don't even really see the problem with coming back later and saying, hey, let's not just bash the hell out of this person. Because to me, that at least implies that he doesn't necessarily want it to be super perpetuated. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I don't really feel that on the other side.
I do, but that also means you're accepting the belief that in his first post, he wasn't poking the bear, so to speak. Because I think he absolutely was in his first post by the way he worded it, saying, oh, I know, you know, like, I'm going to word it this way because I know when I do, people are going to start giving JDF crap. Because when you say there is a superstar without saying a name, it clearly comes off as it's JDF. You guys know it's JDF, but I'm not going to say his name because that way it's going to look like I'm taking the high road when clearly I'm not. You know, it seemed all very, very planned, very much like a childish internet debate to me, where obviously he's going to then come back and say, hey guys, don't go be mean to him, even though I made it pretty obvious that that's what you're going to want to do after you read this post. You know, like, it seems cheap to me.
See, that would imply to me that he planned to write the first thing and then was already planning to write the second thing where he says, don't say these bad things, which I don't think is true at all. I think he read all of the bad things and said, okay, this is getting out of hand.
Well, then he's at best naive.
That's fine. That's
best he's super naive.
Naivety is so much better than how the other side might have reacted to something much more mundane and small, such as a poll that said, vote for your favorite Ranger.
Right. Because, I mean, again, this is, I mean, we're talking about JDF here, and you know me, I'm going to want to take the other person's side 100% of the time. If it's JDF versus a blanket covered in smallpox, I'm picking the blanket. So, I want to be with you on this, Tristan. I really do.
Bottom line is, right, I would just like for both of them, as much as Austin is saying not to bash and not to this or whatever, I would like the both of them to take a breather, to take a moment, to simmer down now, right? And honestly, just come together, do a convention.
Yes.
The end.
They don't even both understand how great that would be if both of them were together.
Get over yourselves.
Dope money.
Okay, but see, you say get over yourselves. The thing is, Austin was already over it. He was going to go to this event that JDF was already going to be at. JDF decided, no thanks, and now you can't do this at all. Like, I just don't like the way that we're framing this right now, as if Austin is, like, inciting something. Now, he made a response, yes, and that was incitive, and that was not, you know, the best way to do it. But it began with someone else saying, no, we can't do this. Okay, and it was not Austin. So,
let's be fair, right? Because maybe we buried the lead a little bit, okay? Maybe we did. That JDF is at Wizard World. Well, just say Wizard World because, you know, the mix-up was that no, it's not every Chicago convention because there are more Chicago conventions in Chicago than just Wizard World. But Wizard World itself, Austin is heavily implying, and by implying I mean saying, that unless JDF approves of certain Rangers to appear with him on the Wizard World circuit, then you are excluded.
Right.
And with that, then that's not good.
And of course, this already began with a thing that JDF was going to in the first place. And then as soon as Austin announced that he was going, JDF stepped out. And then here came this exclusivity thing that we're dealing with now. So Austin never indicated that he had any problem appearing with JDF. It was only the other way around, or at least implied, seemed that way.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So I just want to make that as clear as possible. So they're not on the same level to me at this point.
I do see your point about not seeing them on the same level, about not seeing them as not pegging both of them to get their act together in a sense. But what I do want to encourage for any ranger that is going into social media is that you have to know how to phrase you have to know how to say things that will not incite certain behavior. And granted, certain fans are always going to incite something, right? But you're going to have to learn how to do that. And yeah, he's new to this game, to this whole social media game, fine. But you're going to have to learn. And so, you know, you give you a little pass. But I do think that that this is far from over, kids. Far from over. I just want them to get... No, honestly, look, y'all are keeping me away from my Zeo reunion. That's all I care about, really. Like, right now. My Zeo reunion, okay? All of them are alive. And I want them to come together. 20th? You got 2 years. You got 20th anniversary, right? Zeo reunion. That's all I care about. For real, real, not for Blade Blade. 2 years. 2 years, guys. Come together.
I'd go to that NPS live.
What? That'd be awesome.
That would be quite the event, yeah.
What?
Don't forget those trays.
Make that happen.
Gotta get them trays up in there. Come on.
That's true.
Yeah. Sure.
Get them trays.
Get this kiddo one.
You're an idiot.